You're watching FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. And we're at the Mannington Space at Surfaces 2011. It's actually called Jay's Bargain Basement. It's not on the show floor. And I'm here with Kim Holm, President, and Joe Amata, Senior Vice President of Residential Styling. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay.
Very good, Kim.
All right. Kim, let me ask, start with you. How's the show been? I mean, you know, you're right here, right off the front door here. How's the show been going for you so far?
It's gone really well. The doors, the booth opened at 10 o'clock this morning, and we've had real solid traffic early on and steady traffic all day. We've done very well. Jay's Bargain Basement is where we try to sell a lot of our distressed merchandise and new products and rolls and opportunities for customers to buy a lot of product and get some cash back from us while they're here. And so far, the early tallies are we've beat already last year's first day record today. So it's been a good day for us.
Yeah, and you've got, I mean, it's packed in here. So, you know, the environment is kind of what y'all were looking for.
I mean, we had some reservations last fall, when the business took another step down.
Right.
And we're concerned about how healthy the industry would be and what kind of attendance we'd see here in January. So we tried to do something a little different. And set up Jay's Bargain Basement, and it's just turned out to be a great success for us.
Okay, talk about what your outlook is. I mean, I rarely get a chance to talk to the president. As you look to 2011, what do you think it's going to bring us?
Well, you know, I'm a bit of an optimist, but I would tell you I feel a lot better today than I did 3 or 4 months ago. I think the business is bottomed out. I think we're going to start to see some improvement. I think the weather, certainly in January across the country, has been horrible,
yeah.
And that has impacted business. But I think we're going to start to see and feel real business growth in the near term, hopefully before the end of the first quarter. Now, I got to be honest with you. I don't think my view is shared by the entire population or by the entire industry. I'm a little bit more optimistic than most, but I do feel there's a lot of pent-up demand, and I'm beginning to see consumers spend more money in my community. And so I think we're on the road to recovery.
I'm with you, Kim. I think you're right. You know, I think people hedge their belief and they want to be safe. But I'm with you. I think the consumer, you know, today our news this morning on FloridaDaily.net was the consumer sentiment is up 62 in January. So, you know, that's looking good.
And I read in a report in USA Today yesterday where the economists are saying they feel a lot better today than they did 3 or 4 months ago. So, you know, hopefully we've seen the worst, and certainly I hope that's the case, and we're going to be on the road to recovery beginning very, very soon, I hope.
Yeah, okay, good. So, Joe, why don't you tell us, the people that come to the booth, they're coming in here to see some new products. Why don't you talk a little bit about what's new with you guys this year?
Well, I mean, first of all, to echo Kim's sentiment, for us, when the consumer is now ready to go out and start buying product again, we want to make sure that we have exciting new introductions in all of our hard surface categories so that the dealer has something exciting to show the consumer. And I think this year, I'm proud to say that we've had great new styles, new technologies, and new looks in all of our hard surface categories across the board, from hardwood and porcelain, but also into laminate, LVT, and our sheet vinyl as well.
That's one thing about managing. I mean, you have every one of those categories. Last year, you rolled out that square wood product. It was all through your space. That's done real well.
Yes. It has, and it's gained popularity, not so in residential as much as for commercial as well. So it's a kind of a home run hitting both marketplaces.
And so what of the items, you got? I know with all those different surface categories, I'm sure you've got something new in every one of those. What are you most excited about this year?
I try to be fair and to all the categories and think they're all great, but this year, if I think I had to pick one category that we've kind of stepped it up, it would be our laminate category. We've come out with a thicker product, a wider format product, and some new visuals and new surface textures that we feel is unique to the marketplace.
And LVT is doing real well this year, so do you have some good introductions in that area?
Definitely. We've hit the tile arena once again, and we've come out with three styles that offer in itself all something unique. One has a higher gloss, one has a neat surface texture, and the other is something a little bit more contemporary that you're kind of seeing in the porcelain area as well.
All right, guys. Well, I appreciate you being with me today, and good first day. I hope the rest of the show is good for you. You've been here at the Mannington Space, been talking to Kim Holm and Joe Amata, and you've been watching Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.